Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Continuing now our election coverage with KYW's Hadas Kuznets live in Laura Marion, Montgomery County. Hadas, how's voter turnout been?
Well, voter turnout in person seems to be low, but that doesn't take into consideration other ways that people can vote. I did speak with Sister Alice Finane. She's among the voters who came in person here in Lower Merion to cast their ballot this primary election day. I asked her to tell me about the issues on which she based her vote.
Education for all. Education for the poor. Help for the poor. Homelessness is another big issue that needs to be addressed.
She says she's never missed one election in 52 years.
I think it's one of our God-given rights, so therefore we should use it. And we can't criticize if we don't do something about it.
Primaries tend to be a little bit lower turnout than general elections. Does that concern you at all?
No, because I know how people are. They say, well, does it really matter? I'm going to do the real important one. And that's how some people are.
Now, Denise, going back to your initial question, Michael Fox, judge of elections at this polling place, says typical primary election turnout here is usually pretty good. He considers pretty good to be between 25% and 40%. He says they're way below that right now, but that's not taking into account mail and absentee votes. He says election day falling on the Jewish holiday of Passover may have influenced how people choose to cast their ballot, Denise.
All right, KYW Hadas Kuznets, thank you, and keep it here on KYW for election coverage throughout the day today. Then tonight at 7 o'clock, we have some special election coverage with KYW's Ian Bush. Our political experts will be joining him with results and analysis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.